Joining me now, we're delighted to welcome their president, Naren Bajaram. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having us.
Well, I hope I pronounced your name almost right, and thanks for coming in. Obviously, it is useful to talk to people who interact with government, who have a good feel of how matters are developing in issues such as infrastructure, such as building the economy, getting South Africa as a better place in which to do business, in which to import and export and so on. But I believe the C word, not cancer, but corruption, and maybe it is a cancer, is one of the issues that you're really pretty preoccupied about. And we had a piece on the Classic FM News today suggesting that you and your members may boycott municipalities, local government, which are corrupt. Is that correct?
Yeah, John, as a country, I think we have progressed quite a lot where procurement of our services are concerned. And we are quite pleased that the government has made that much of progress. However, the good progress that has been made with the procurement of services where the Preferential Procurement Policy Framework Act is concerned and the codes of good practice in terms of the scorecards that have are now in use, we find that all of that good work is being eroded quite a lot by corruption and business integrity issues in our business. So we do as an industry see that as a problem, and that we will be focusing in the next 2 years on trying to do our best to assist with eradication of this corruption.
Of course, it takes two to tango. What are you doing to ensure that within your membership there aren't too many brown packets disappearing into back pockets?
John, we're in the fortunate position that we already embarked a few years ago on embracing the Business Integrity Management System of FIDIC, which is the International Federation of Consulting Engineers. And as part of the conditions of membership of CESA, Consulting Engineers South Africa, all our members are required either to have their own Business Integrity Management System, or they need to comply with the CESA's Business Integrity Management System. We further embarked on a program of awareness creation with our member firms plus individuals within our members to examine their own personal ethical balance to see how it complies with the business integrity management system of their companies or the organizations that they work for.
Now, of course, we'll all be looking very closely at Pravin Gordhan's budget towards the end of this month. And one thing he regularly refers to is all this spending. There's a lot of money in the pipeline, a lot of potential jobs out there, a lot of potential work for your members. Yeah. There does seem to be these blockages in the pipeline. The government's good at promising, not always good at moving things forward and delivering.
Yeah, John, that is quite a sad story, because we always hear that there are budgets available. And, you know, the number of 800 billion rand has been bandied around for quite a long time. The money is available. We find that the confidence index where the consulting engineers are concerned is quite high at about 85%. However, the contracting, both the civil contracting and the building contractors, their confidence levels are sitting down at 25%. This simply means to us that projects are not on the go. We need to unlock these projects and get projects going. And the only way to unlock these projects is to have institutional strengthening of our government departments, so that we have competent people and experienced people who can unlock projects and get projects going. And that's what's hampering the service delivery. And then, of course, concomitant job creation issues and things like that.
Do you think Trevor Manuel and his National Planning Commission could speed things up, move things forward? That certainly appears to be part of their mandate.
I think we are quite excited with the work of the National Planning Commission. I think it bodes very well for our country in terms of the big ticket items that need to be done, and in fact the overall direction in which infrastructure development should happen. So that's very good. But I think it does not address the problem that we have on a more local level, that the engineers that we have within our country are not in the right place. We should have more engineers in government, more experienced engineers in government departments, and we find that that's not the case right now. We also find that with the procurement of services, 20% of the time spent by our members are spent on trying to secure work. that 20% of the time that they spend trying to secure work because of this very convoluted procurement systems we have should be spent on development and training and getting projects going.
Presumably, this goes back to skills. Obviously, if there was a glut of engineers, they'd be desperate to work for government. It's not the most congenial place to work sometimes in a municipality or so on. What are you doing about skills?
John, the issue with skills is that there is a shortage of engineers generally in the country and that we don't have the right number of engineers per capita of population that we have. There's no question about that. However, what we need to be mindful of is that government is not an attractive place for engineers to work because their respect as professionals is just not recognized properly.
Well, many thanks to Naren Bajaram, the president of CISA. You're with Classic Business, brought to you by Telkom.